Hello, my name is Bisi Oladipupo and welcome to my podcast. My website can be found at www.inspiredwords.org. Today I'll be sharing on the cup of the Lord, what the cup represents in communion. There are three accounts of the Lord's Supper in the Gospels and one account in the book of 1 Corinthians. The accounts in the book of Matthew chapter 26 and Mark chapter 14 are similar, while the accounts in Luke chapter 22 and 1 Corinthians 11 are similar. In the book of Corinthians, we see Paul present the Lord's table. Let's have a look from scripture. 1 Corinthians 11 verses 23 to 25, and I read, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come." As this podcast is focusing on the cup, that's what we're going to look at today. Here we can see that Paul received this from the Lord. So, what does the cup represent here? Verse 25 of the above reads, and I read again, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me." I'm not claiming to have full revelation of what the cup represents. However, I will share what I believe it does represent in communion. The cup was the price Jesus Christ paid for me and you in his own blood to get us back to God and to give us eternal life. We can see further confirmation of what the cup is in the Gospels. Before Jesus went to the cross, we can see this in Matthew 26 verse 39, and I read, "And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will." And then we see it again in Luke 22, 42, and I read, "Saying, Father, if thou wilt be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but thy will be done." Why would the Lord pray, "Let this cup pass by me," or "remove this cup from me," if it was not referring to the suffering that Jesus would go through for you and me? So we can see very clearly here that the cup was the suffering that Jesus Christ went through to bring us back to God. In the Old Testament, we can also see where the word cup is used to refer to suffering in Ezekiel 23 verse 33. If Jesus did not suffer for you and me, we would have no New Testament. For the scripture says in 1 Corinthians 11, 25, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood." So when we break bread and lift up the cup, we're not just lifting up a physical cup. The cup in our hands represents the cup that the Lord has to bear for us. He's suffering for you and me. This is what the cup we hold represents when we break bread. So we have a new covenant because of the suffering of Jesus Christ. We benefit from what the Old Testament saints did not have access to during their earthly walk. Revelation 1:5 says, "Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood." So in conclusion, next time you break bread and drink from the cup, you can do it with better understanding that the cup represents the suffering of the Lord in his own blood for you and me. Thanks for listening.